This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Buddy, how are you? Never mind the weather, right? Are locusts next or what? I'm waiting for the locusts.
Hey, come on now.
Yeah, my wife reminded me the grasshoppers have to come first.
Oh, is that? Yeah, that's the deal.
Yeah, but I'm just choosing to ignore that because that's like, really, right now? Somebody has a sense of humor somewhere. But anyway, beautiful weather, then it's crappy weather. 6.6 million unemployment claims in the United States in a week. I guess we didn't need anybody to tell us the number to know things were drastically different, but nonetheless, when they are, it sort of sets you back a little bit to say, wow. I am excited, honestly, to see how the American spirit will play out in the recovery, in the economic recovery and the rising from the ashes of the COVID destruction on the economy. Don't think there's many people left who think, oh, what's the big deal? Just go about your life, and if you get it, you get it. I don't think there's too many people like that anymore. They understand why all this is necessary. There's an amazing amount of people that still don't get it, still are choosing to risk their life and risk the life of others with spread. I don't know how much in the way of IQ there is at the average skateboard park. I have nothing against skateboarding. I you know, obviously some youngsters love doing it and whatever. And I think, you know, if you're a teenager, fine. If you're 30 and still doing it, I'm wondering. But you know, there are people at Island Park surrounding each other skateboarding.
My buddy's in his 50s, lives out in California, goes all the time, still puts on his helmet, knows gear, and
there's people huddled in Menards at the checkout counter.
Exactly.
I mean, this isn't rocket science. We've got basic, simple requests to say 6 feet away from each other. Are we doing that? Please. Are we doing that? Got to start with an email today because on average, I probably get 300-500 emails a day, which I love every single one of them, but you can only digest so many. And Clyde sent me an email that I saw first this morning for whatever reason. Came in at 4:51 a.m. And it says, Scott, I found time to listen a bit to your program yesterday. The wisdom of some of your callers is inspiring and humbling. The lady from Williston, who spoke of the positives regarding family and being forced to spend more quality time together, and how this may extend beyond the pandemic period. Wow. How about the fisherman and his suggestion there should be a moratorium on out-of-state fishing licenses? Seemed logical to me, Scott. You should put Terry Steinwin in the hot seat and get an explanation on that one. We're still waiting for an answer from Game and Fish on that, by the way, but we are checking that out. He goes on to say, my family operates a contracting business that services farmers, ranchers, and landowners exclusively. I own farmland that I rent to my son-in-law, who's a potato farmer, so I feel like I have a finger on the pulse of agriculture. There is optimism out there, Scott. Wow. In all my years of doing business with farmers, I've never had a bad check. I've never been refused payment. Disputes are rare, but when they do arise, they're easily negotiated and settled. There are only a handful that I wouldn't work for again, and there are maybe a handful that wouldn't have me back. What a blessing to have clientele like these. Regardless of China flu, these people will go ahead and put a crop in this year. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out with all the interaction required of many industries that serve agriculture, seed, fertilizer, chemical dealers, machinery dealerships, just to name a few. I wish them all well and hope they can provide for the needs of farmers and ranchers and yet stay safe from the China flu hazard. A nice, inspiring note from Clyde today. Thank you, Clyde. That was nice. Appreciate that. We'll take more. If folks want to share by email, just send it to us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com or scotth@flagfamily.com or kfyr@iheartmedia.com, any of those. Be a good way to get them to us. But I thought that was neat. It was a little shout-out for you, the fine listeners. And I agree on the caller from Williston and the caller from the concern on out-of-state licenses. That's why we love you. Great solutions. Thank you so much. Here's a note from a boss. Please say a big thank you to Stacy, Hunter, James, Eli, AJ, Jessica, or more commonly known as the hardworking officers and staff at the Dilworth Police Department. I appreciate every one of them for coming to work and doing everything possible to serve the citizens when they call.
Awesome.
That's from the chief. Ty Sharp sent that when they're the Dilworth PD.
All our PD, all our first responders, all our healthcare workers.
Oh, my gosh.
Love, love, love you.
100%. And maybe we just have the opportunity now to spend a little more time realizing how important those around us are and the good work they do, and certainly to all of you in the middle of this battle. Everybody has their own battle, but certainly I think healthcare workers on the front line, law enforcement on the front line, we know you can't sleep, don't have time, so we appreciate you. I just wanted to say that. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is riding shotgun with me here. Dan, the man on the phones, when you call 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text us. I'm at 367-2054, and Todd's at 226-8503. 226-8503. Is Todd back? I know he was working with some folks this morning. He'll tell us when he's back. So you tell me what's on your mind. We have a busy show today, so this is it. I want to know what's on your mind this morning and any more great suggestions that are out there. Do you agree that people are not necessarily all following social distancing?
Oh, yeah.
Any suggestions there? Come on.
I don't know. But yeah,
April 20th. This is like forever. We're told until April 20th. Somebody said, why don't people get groceries once a week? They shouldn't go to the grocery store four times for, you know, little things. Go last times. Get the same amount of groceries.
I went yesterday. I just stopped at Walmart in Detroit Lakes, and no. The answer is no. No one's obeying the six-foot deal. No one really cares. Kids, three kids with one mom wandering. That was a directive from the CEO of Walmart saying, don't bring your kid. Just get in, get out. One, maybe two people. Not listening for a lot that I saw.
Some might not have the choice,
right?
Obviously.
True.
But if you do have a choice, everybody at home, I would agree with you. Mayor Tim Mahoney told us, who's a doctor, that Walmart is stepping up the protections for their employees. Their employees are going to be wearing masks now because they, you know, haven't been. And given the lack of social distancing, that's probably a pretty good idea. But I suppose if I'm stocking shelves and you need something next to me, you're going to come closer than 6 feet. But just don't think this isn't about somebody else. This isn't somebody else's problem. This is our deal. We're in this together. Be a good deal. Do this all together. Is it Farmer's Day today?
It's National PB&J Day. I know that.
Oh, I saw that earlier.
Yeah.
I love a good PB&J.
And Burrito Day today.
Where can we get a good peanut butter and jelly takeout?
Oh.
Huh?
Questions must be asked. Creamy or chunky, first of all.
I'm trying to remember where it was. Everybody thought I was crazy, but I had a burger with peanut butter and jelly on it.
Oh.
And it was good.
Yeah. I've had peanut butter on a burger before. Really?
I don't remember where it was, but everybody thought I was crazy.
Nope.
And then they wanted a bite.
Yep.
Yeah. So find out if it's Farmer's Day. Maybe every day is Farmer's Day. I don't know. But somebody just texted me some grain bins here on the other side of some snow.
I don't see it here. I had that tab up on National Burrito Day, National Ferret Day, National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, and National Children's Book Day. That's what I'm seeing here.
Yeah.
No Farmer's Day, but might be in some circles.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Anyway, telephone number 701-258-0550 to weigh in on what's on your mind today. Guest coming up, bottom of the hour, Steve Moore will join us. Steve's an economist. He is on the kitchen cabinet for President Trump, meaning he regularly consults him, was part of the economic plan, crafting of all of that, that now is obviously in the rearview mirror, but looking forward to talking with him about that. The economic situation, the employment numbers, most importantly, how it'll come back, what it'll look like. Also, I am going to scream this as long as I need to. We need a Marshall Plan for the oil industry. We have a double whammy. We have an industry that has high-paying jobs providing us energy security. And right now they're under attack from Saudi Arabia and Russia and dumping and the lack of demand. Not good. How can we help? What can we do? We'll talk to Steve about that. Senator Hoeven, Congressman Armstrong, too. Stay tuned.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today in part by our friends at MyPillow. You're home more. Maybe you're sneaking in a nap every now and then. Work from home, that includes a nap, doesn't it? I'm pretty sure that's in the guidelines. And it's so much better when you have a MyPillow. I'm here to tell you, Todd knows that, I know that, we all know that, we love them. We absolutely love them. The best part of MyPillow in addition to the products that are so great, like the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets or the MyPillow Towels, all the pillows, pet pillows, is Mike Lindell, the founder, the inventor, and that generous heart he has. Just amazing. Recognized Monday at the White House for converting the factory, shutting down the factory. Okay, done. We're not going to make any more pillows. Sorry, we're going to lose money on that. Don't care. Let's make masks. They need masks. Let's make masks instead. And let's give them to hospitals. Let's give them to hospitals. And every hospital needs one. We had a call yesterday about a CHI and who wears masks and who doesn't. And by the way, the CHI folks were wonderful about getting us an answer very quickly that they're following all the guidelines. And then an employee also sent a note that said no staff are allowed to wear masks in general patient rooms now. That's even doctors and nurses. They're only wearing them in a COVID positive or a COVID pending room. And you know why? Because of the shortage of supplies. They're in the same boat as everyone else. This person says, if you appreciate your healthcare workers, stop the spread and please, please stay home and stay healthy. Very good advice. So kudos to the good folks at CHI St. Alexis. We appreciate them very much. And their parking lot tonight is going to be the epicenter of a great idea. What are they doing tonight, Todd? What time is the prayer start?
Prayer Warriors. Right after the 8 o'clock news, we'll start at 8:02. And gathering in Bismarck, the CHI St. Alexis House South Visitor Parking Lot. But this is certainly not limited to there, wherever you are. Especially if you have a healthcare facility. The whole point is they're dismayed at seeing the empty visitor lots. It's a necessary thing at this point in time, given everything going on. But they're kind of dismayed at the fact that they got to look at these empty lots. So what we're doing is trying to safely, following distance guidelines and all that, fill up the parking lot. And we'll be live on KFIRE 550 in kind of a prayer service, if you will, that will start at 8:02 on KFIRE, but obviously gathering by 8 o'clock at the CHI St. Alexis Health South Visitor Parking Lot in Bismarck, or literally wherever you are.
I love it. Is that great or what? And by the way, for the telephone number for MyPillow, I should give you that before we get back to the calls, 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. And thanks to Mike and the team for making masks for everybody in the healthcare profession right now, free of charge. Is that not great or what? Can't wait for that first shipment to come up to North Dakota. John in Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I just want to call and see if you might want to do a show regarding treatments. I don't want to talk about a specific treatment myself, but there's a lot of encouragement, a lot of hope. And I know you guys are qualified to be discerning about that. I also wanted to say that we need to get Congress back to Washington, D.C., show leadership, but most of all, pass a law that there's no discrimination for treatments. You know, if a lady, 81 years old, you know, has oxygen tank and has been a smoker all her life, deserves treatment just as much as I do. You know, there's a hospital in Detroit that sent out a memo to the employees that they would discriminate. And that's not tolerable in this country.
John, I agree with you. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much. 800-228-0550. That's not America. Not the America I know.
Well, you're in a bit of a triage situation here with this thing, though. This is a new definition in my experience with, you know, being a...
But I think that the whole point of this is... For instance, the reason all of us are asked to stay home when we can, the reason all of us are asked to do social distancing if we go to the hardware store or wherever we go to get something, is because we don't want to overwhelm the healthcare system when decisions like that have to be made.
Right. That's true.
But I hear what the caller's saying. You get to that point, and you have to say, where do I live? How is this happening? Are you saying, you know, that's just a fact of life they have to choose at some point?
Well, it depends on, you know, if you haven't got ventilators or you haven't got masks, you haven't got essential equipment. It's like if you have a plane crash. Some people are going to get tagged, you know, black, red, green, yellow, whatever, depending on how you triage the situation. You know, I mean, it's unfortunate, but if there's only so many ventilators and you've got a young health, you know, decisions might have to be made in that realm.
Fred in the metropolitan epicenter of North Dakota, Wing. Fred, how are you?
There it is.
Yeah.
Here it is. Only thing we haven't got out here is an earthquake like they got out in Boise.
Well, the locusts are coming next. That's what I heard.
Well, we had locusts last year.
Oh, did you?
Weren't too bad. Okay. But there's breeding stock out. There's a lot of breeding stock out there.
I see.
And I guess, we had the flood this year, this fall. And then, we didn't get that earthquake. That's about it. But anyway, I think there's plenty of evil things going on in this world where God has to do something. Don't listen. People don't listen to his love and kindness. The only thing they seem to listen to is a little bit of judgment. But anyway, I was going to call about this, about this money coming in. You know, last year, I hope that it gets treated fair. It seems like it's being a lot of money pushed in a fast way toward a lot of people. And I just hope that the people that really need it the most get it. Like in the farm bill last year, they passed a bill and they gave some of that Trump money where he was, where he was taking in tariffs, and they used that to up 30 cents a bushel to all the farmers. And in the middle of that, the people who had a bad crop and didn't have any grain to sell got no help from the government. They got nothing. For every acre they lost, they didn't have the production, so they couldn't sell it. So that was the only real help that any of the farmers got from the government. In this area here in 18 and 19, it happened. And I just hope that common sense rings out, and I just hope that Mr. Trump gets advised by better people than he got advised by last time. So,
your point is that the stimulus package should be for everyone.
No, I just say if you lost something, you should get paid. Like a lot of people lost great acres of grain, acres of. I'm comparing it to what happened to the farmers last fall.
Yeah, no. Let me see if I understand you. Are you talking about an egg relief aid package, Fred, or are you talking about the overall stimulus package for the coronavirus, like the paycheck protection thing and the checks to individuals and that side of it?
I'm talking about an ag package, and I'm trying to compare it to what we're going to get here with the coronavirus aid. In our ag package, they gave the money, they were trying to give it to
everybody. Yeah. Right.
And they didn't help the people that lost the acres.
Yeah, they didn't have the crop. They didn't do anything. Yeah, I hear you.
They didn't have the crop, they couldn't sell it. So
right.
I just hope that don't happen here.
Well, it's been designed. It's coming out. It is not forever. You know, it's short term. A lot of loans. Businesses can get loans. There's the Paycheck Protection Act, 3 months of payroll, two and a half months, I guess, or 2 1/4 months of payroll and all your necessary expenses to keep your employees going. But we don't know a lot of the details yet, but I do agree with you. It should be for everybody.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A first coronavirus-related economic stimulus bill is still in the pipeline. It's been approved by lawmakers, signed by President Trump, but a lot of the benefits are just starting to flow. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says discussions have begun with congressional leaders on a second such bill that would focus on infrastructure.
We'll continue to have those conversations. So we expect there will be more bills, and we think it is a great time now to invest in infrastructure.
Russia has been portrayed as one of America's biggest enemies, but it is stepping up with a plane full of critical medical supplies that have arrived in New York City, where the coronavirus has been hitting especially hard. The supplies include protective gear, masks, and ventilators, and antiseptics. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by the folks from Oasis Petroleum, who love celebrating the Be the Buffalo spirit of North Dakotans. You know what the buffalo does? Goes into every storm, doesn't matter. Coronavirus, weather, you know, you name it. Prices, trade wars, the whole thing. Be the Buffalo. They love that about North Dakotans, and they have a team that demonstrates that every day as well. If you see somebody that has that Be the Buffalo spirit and you want to give them a shout-out, call that 24/7 hotline at 855-200-1776. Our favorite economist on the planet Earth, Steve Moore, is here, ladies and gentlemen. Steve, welcome back.
Hey, Scott. I hope you're holding up and staying healthy and not losing too much money like I am.
Yeah, I looked at my wife's 401k last night and started crying. But it is what it is right now. But
Scott, I actually have started buying stocks right now. They're so low right now. You know, I like stocks for, you know, over the next 2, 5, 7 years, because stocks are so cheap right now, the blue chips. And I'm not saying that we haven't hit bottom. We still may go, you know, a bit lower until this fiasco is over. But I really do think once it's over and we get the economy up and running again, you know, we're looking at a potential doubling of stocks over the next couple of years to make up for the lost ground. Although the caveat, as you know, there's one big caveat to that, which is, what if Trump loses? You know, what if we actually get Joe Biden as president? That is scarier to me than the coronavirus, frankly. I mean, he would do so much damage to our economy. Plus, you'd basically get the Bernie Sanders agenda under Joe Biden. You know, they'd raise taxes to the rich, they'd re-regulate every industry, you'd have massive government spending. And then, I think you are looking at, on top of this coronavirus crisis, if you elect Joe Biden, you're talking about a Great Depression. If Trump is president, I think we get back, you know, I think we're back to a very prosperous, I'm very optimistic that we can get back. Remember, a month ago, Scott, we were flying high. Remember that?
No, it's like unbelievable. Part of the plan that you were an architect on, and that's one of the reasons I want to talk to you today, to say, you know, all of that gone, boom, in a flash, unbelievable. But do you think it comes back as fast as it went away?
No. I mean, no. It's going to be a slow slog. It also depends greatly, Scott, on how fast we get this economy reopened. I mean, by the way, what's happening there in the Dakotas? Are you up open for business? Are you shut down? What's the situation there?
Yeah, probably on the lower end of restrictions, but we have plenty of things here as well that people are asked to stay home when they can. But you know, we've been practicing social distancing since statehood out here, so we kind of have that down. You know, that part.
Yeah. So that's what it should be done in most. Look, New York City has a real problem, no question about it. You know, pandemics are urban problems, right? We know that from history. And you know, the big cities like Chicago and the big cities like New York and San Francisco and New Orleans are getting very hard hit. And I have friends there, and I know a couple people who've contracted coronavirus. One is a 26-year-old kid who's on a ventilator. So it's a, I'm not trying to underestimate the significance of this. But if you use in a state like Nebraska or in a state like North Dakota or in a state like Oklahoma, you can, or even where I grew up in Illinois outside of the Chicago area, you can, if you use proper health measures, you know, using gloves and even wearing masks and doing social distancing and things, you can get the economy up and running. And my big thing is, I think Trump is making a big mistake by saying now May 1st. It should have stuck with Easter. You know, let's get the economy in places we can get it up and running, going, and use the best testing we have available. I talked to Fred Smith, as you know, he's the CEO of
FedEx.
FedEx. Yep. And he has 350,000 workers on the ground working today because they're deemed an essential industry. Do you know out of 350,000 workers, how many people have gotten sick?
I hope it's a 1%.
You're way off. It's closer to 0.1%.
Wow.
You know, they have about 500 people out of 350,000 who've gotten sick. You know, that's less than people, the percentage of people get sick during a normal flu season. Now, how did they do that? How were they able to have the truckers and the package handlers and the mechanics and the airline pilots and all that? How are they able to keep them healthy? Because they're just taking proper safety measures. You know, they're doing disinfectants everywhere in the workplace. They're doing social distancing. So my point is, I'm tired of this idea that it's an either or. We either have to shut down our economy or we're all going to die. No, we can be really smart about this. Sorry, this is a long-winded answer to your question, but I think if we go more than past May 1st, I think the economic damage is very, very, very significant. If we can get things open at the latest by May 1st, I think we can get a recovery by midsummer or late summer. So, you know, every day that goes by, we keep the economy shut down, the damage gets significantly worse.
Do you think that the stimulus package, most recent one here?
Stop right there. Shame on you. Shame on you. Did you just call this a stimulus package?
Well, that's what they call it.
You're doing what everybody in the media does.
Stim 3.
I am so tired of people calling this a stimulus package. Ladies and gentlemen, and you of all, how many times have we talked about this, Scott? If the government takes $1,000 from me and gives $1,000 to you, how does that stimulate the economy?
Yeah, what do you want to call it? An aid package or relief package, or what should we call it?
A redistribution program. And by the way, I'm not even. I think the bill turned out to be a fiasco, actually. But the idea was good to give workers who lost their jobs some temporary aid, so until they can get back on the job, they can feed their family and pay their rent, and to provide businesses some short-term loans so they don't go bankrupt. But it turned into a Christmas tree, and Pelosi. I mean, the stuff she wanted to put in this bill was reprehensible. And we could have gotten this bill done a week or two earlier
if she
hadn't wanted to stuff it with stuff.
I was just going to say, 6.6 million unemployment claims today, and I'm thinking, give me another week back from Nancy Pelosi shenanigans, and maybe that program's in place and a lot of employees are still employed, you know?
That's a great point. You're exactly right. You know, we dithered. And she held it up so she could get money for the National Symphony Orchestra and Planned Parenthood and the National Endowment for the Arts and other pet projects. And it was really rampant. And by the way, how did a $1 trillion bill turn into a $2 trillion bill? I don't even know the answer. That's just the way Washington works.
Yeah, of course it is. My question for you was, you know, did they do this one better? Republicans obviously started, at least in the Senate, to do this. The House did get involved and mucked it up with all kinds of garbage and everything else. But is the fundamental Republican plan in this, that is, all right, you come in, you get 3 months worth of relief, you keep your employees hired. If they're still hired after 3 months, it's a loan. I mean, it's a grant rather than a loan. You know, businesses 500 and above have access to low interest money as well. Do the fundamentals of it at least provide a cushion blow on the economy, or is it a boondoggle?
Mostly a boondoggle, but there, look, I supported the idea of the loans to small businesses, and I supported the idea of loans and to people who needed to get through this. But what you just said is important. They added this element to this bill that turned these loans for businesses into grants. So if you don't reduce your payroll, you don't have to pay the money back. You know what that's caused, Scott? A stampede of healthy businesses. I can't. Every day, I'm overflowing with calls from businessmen and women who actually are not out of business. They're actually operating, and they weren't going to lay off their workers anyway. Guess what? I want to sign up for that free money. You mean the government's going to just give me a $1 million check to do what I was going to do otherwise? We should have never converted this into a grant. It is going to be a fiasco. It is going to blow up in Trump's face. I think people are going to say, wait a minute, why are we giving all this free money to these businesses that don't need it? So it should have been a loan that has to be repaid, not a grant of money that becomes just a giveaway.
I want to talk about your book, Fueling Freedom, Exposing the Mad War on Energy. We have another war on energy going on right now from Saudi Arabia and Russia, and obviously the combined effect of drop in demand from the COVID crisis. You have a mess. You have an industry that was a jobs juggernaut that helped us not have to be beholden to foreign sources of oil, but in a world of hurt right now. Is there can we do a Marshall Plan for this industry? What should we do?
You know, well, how bad is it there in North Dakota?
Oh, it's ridiculous. You know, I mean, it's the same as everywhere. I mean, everybody's ramping down. I mean, you've got huge drops in production, you've got huge layoffs, you got the whole thing. Same deal.
Yeah, you know, how many of the rigs just shutting down?
Well, the rigs are finishing their current drilling operations, but they'll be a very low mark as far as the amount of rigs. 60-90 days from now.
I have to say, this one, I'm stumped on this one, and I'm very rarely stumped, and that's why I'm asking you. I don't know what the best solution is here. I mean, I understand exactly what you're talking about. It's happening in Texas. It's happening in Oklahoma, North Dakota. It's happening in, you know, parts of California, the drill. One idea I had was, you know, why don't we slap a $25 oil import fee on the Saudis and the Russians? Because what they're doing right now is intentionally trying to kill our economy. And also the government should suspend. These are easy things that we could do. Suspend the royalty payments that drillers have to pay the government, because they're not making any money right now. They shouldn't have to be paying these royalties and taxes right now. But the longer term problem, I don't know. I don't have a great solution for this, because the world is awash in oil right now. We're looking probably at a future for the next 10 years of $25 to $30 a barrel oil. It's just the new reality.
Yeah, which is, again, we get to the point where, okay, it destroys the American shale revolution, and foreign oil is now in charge again. Guess what? The price is going to go up, and it's not going to be our oil. You know, that's the...
That's a great point. That's what worries me, too. I mean, you're right. I've seen it firsthand. Harold Hamm, as you know, is one of my good friends, and he's meeting, I think, with the president today, maybe as we speak.
Friday. Tomorrow, Senator Cramer will be there, too, and the president's gotten spun up about this. They're talking about removing defense assets from Saudi Arabia, which I think is a great idea, at least threatening
that. We should fill up the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and buy the oil when it's cheap, so that when we get it, when it's expensive, we can draw it down and make some money off of it.
Yeah, they started with that. Guess what? That got pulled out of the relief package. Notice I didn't call it stimulus. The relief package.
Yeah, thank you.
Because Nancy Pelosi objected, right? She wanted all her green stuff in there.
You know why she objected? Do you know why she objected?
Tell me.
Yeah, it's obvious. Because she hates carbon, carbon-based fuel.
And she wanted
the industry. She wants your industry to fail, folks.
Exactly right. And boy, the industry will in a big way if we don't reelect Donald Trump. You're exactly right. That's probably the most important mission we have between now and November to save the economy is that election. And only time will tell. Steve Moore, will let you go. God bless you. Keep fighting. Thanks for the time.
You too, my friend. Have a good one. Take care.
If you want to read something during your shelter in place time, Fueling Freedom. It's a book written back in 2016, but it talks about this war on energy that's unbelievable. Steve knows the industry well. More coming up.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to mineraltracker.com today to access activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Land and equipment auctions are what we do at Piper's. Our team of auctioneers, marketing staff, and real estate agents are the best in their profession. Nobody gets better results. Piper's April equipment and land auctions feature newer model farm equipment and trucks. The land? Well, it is land you will want to own. During the next few weeks, most of these notable equipment and land auctions are being offered online. View all equipment and land auctions at Piper's.com.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A pretty good source that banks will be lending tomorrow on the relief package, coronavirus aid. Steve Moore could still be listening. You know, I don't want to say stimulus and have him jump all over that. Lending tomorrow.
Am I supposed to do this every time you say the word stimulus now?
I think so, yeah. That'd be a good idea.
I remember that.
Exactly right. Texter says, Scott, my heart goes out to those in the oil industry. My son-in-law has worked there for 15 years. I know the troubles they deal with, all caused by foreign governments. As beef producers, we've been a victim of packers for the past 4 years. Four packers that have waged a ruthless war against feeders, and they are domestic. Why aren't the lawmakers taking action other than, it seems, lip service in an election year? And somebody else said, we need a Marshall Plan for beef. You say a Marshall Plan for the oil industry. How about this? How about this? We'll do the Marshall Plan for oil. These are energy jobs. I know that some people will say, oh, big oil, who cares? They're fine. I'm talking about the folks that raise their families here, take their kids to school here, that, you know, go to all the events that happen in all these communities that are just wonderful additions to these communities. These are communities that have come alive because of these families. That's what I'm fighting for. And when you have a crown prince cokehead taking us out to the degree they are, and Putin, you need to fight back. So that's why I say Marshall Plan's there. As far as the Marshall Plan for beef, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I've said that for a while. I don't know what, but we've got to do something. I think the biggest problem, if you're a cattle producer, listen to me, go to the organizations you're in and tell them to stop fighting. Knock their heads together and say, let's agree on a plan. Because the biggest roadblock right now in helping beef is that the beef industry doesn't speak with one voice. One group wants this, one group wants that. It's unbelievable. If I were somebody in a position to help, I'd run when they came to visit. I also think we've got to find a way to use the Bank of North Dakota for the benefit of North Dakotans. You and I, and every other North Dakota taxpayer, we own the Bank of North Dakota. That's ours. It isn't legislators. It isn't the governors. It isn't the president of the bank. It's ours. That's a taxpayer-funded bank. I'd love to see legislators and the leadership of the governor's office, Prince Sanford, the governor, come together with some kind of a plan where we can give North Dakotans a leg up in this recovery because of the benefit of that particular
asset. Wouldn't that be great?
Asset. It should happen. They ought to be spending every moment thinking about that right now. All right, our buddy Jim the Flagpole Guy is here. Whatever happens, we know it's going to happen, just like so many things under that flag, in a way unique to anywhere in the world here in the United States of America. So get old glory out, fly it, look at it every day and say, I don't know what's coming, but whatever it is, we'll handle it. Isn't that right, Jim?
No better time, Scott. No better time. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. That's actually just another season of being in America where we get to show our true grit. We're Americans. We plow through. We stick together. We help each other. We shine. We're separate from the world. We're the greatest country in the world. Greatest symbol of freedom. United States colors, fought and died for. No better time than right now to display it. No better time for us to come together and look out for each other. And maybe if when things get better, get on a list, get a flagpole. Got a little news on regarding the Trump flags. I've got my own little secret detail working on custom Trump flags, custom Trump wind socks. And I know people have been asking for them, and we've had to inch our way forward. And everybody just hang loose. I'm going to be making a big announcement on that. And just please, everybody, stick together, help each other out. Show the world why we're different.
And if you call Jim, 701-571-FLAG, you get in place, get on his docket. He comes out, has a little conversation with you, find a spot for it, order up the parts, get it ready, come back, all with full social distancing. And think what you have to look forward to in the middle of this. A flag coming. A flag coming to inspire you every single day. ndflagpoleguide.com or call 701-571-FLAG. All right, my good man. Keep at it.
Thanks, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
That's right. Jim the Flagpole Guy. Quick reminder, starting at noon today, is that when it starts? Oh, I see. It ends today at noon. There you go. Last chance. Pipers has a auction, Studness retirement auction up Church's Ferry, North Dakota. They're doing timed online bidding, which started on Monday, but it closes today at noon. Had a great auction yesterday with the Free Brothers Farm Retirement Auction in Martin, North Dakota. Wish you could have been there. Would have loved to have been there for that one. Next time, Claybo Retirement Auction coming up on the 15th. And more, check it out at Pipers.com.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Coronavirus, it's all anybody's talking about, and I want to talk about it. In 400 BC, Hippocrates said, give me the ability to induce a fever, I can cure any illness. Well, that is what you're doing each and every time you sit in a sauna. You're inducing a fever, which your body reacts by sweating the bad stuff out. It is my belief and opinion you cannot get sick if you sit in a sauna every day. What if what I say about a sauna is true? Sit in it every day, you will not get sick because you're inducing a fever, which your body reacts by sweating out the bad. What if that is true? Are you willing to take a chance and not have one? Because there's still a lot of great sauna benefits that we talk about every day. Call us. We have a virtual showroom. We'll walk you through the different models and all the options that are available and discuss how we can get this to your home without you leaving. We believe we can help you. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.